Right. We're running out of time. I want to move on, if we can, to any other business. We have two items. One is about the design of Longmore Road, and we have a letter, I think, from Designing Hong Kong, from Paul, or Marcus Shaw. Sorry, apologies. Marcus Shaw, the co-founder. This letter appeared in the South China Morning Post. And then there's a response tabled from the CEDD.
NTD.
And NTD, yeah. Why don't we ask Mr. Chan or Mr. Mack, who would like to just comment on this? Who's going to comment?
Mr. Chairman, I think the explanation is given in the books. See if there's any further question from members.
I think where members may be uncomfortable, I think, is in your fifth line of your second paragraph. There is potential to raise the speed limit when new roads in Central Wan Chai North are completed in around 2017. I mean, this was always going to be a quiet enclave. There were going to be all kinds of measures introduced to make it pedestrian friendly and slow down traffic. And here we have suggestions about increasing speed of traffic. I think. Can you just talk a bit about that? Is this a serious possibility about raising speed limit along the road?
I think there's no plan to raise the speed limit at the moment because the road itself, when it turned to Wan Chai, is a temporary road turning right to the Wan Chai, turning south to the Wan Chai. So at the configuration as it is, it's not possible to raise the speed limit. But when the whole P2 is completed, I think there may be a need for a review of the speed.
Could we put, as a commission, can we put up a marker now about that?
Absolutely.
That we would have serious concerns,
yeah.
And obviously would want to be involved in any discussion.
Absolutely.
Please, Paul.
Chairman, this when we discussed the Central Wan Chai bypass, P2 came up. It's been discussed even in electrical comments, been raised about this. We have been promised that this will be a 50 kilometres. We have been promised this will be a dual two-lane road with a few turning pockets. That was it.
Mm.
That was all this is going to be. When you go to this road right now, it's a highway. It's designed with concrete barriers instead of a beautiful median, nicely designed. Go to Po Lam, go to Hang Hau, you get nicer roads than we get on the waterfront. I think as this commission, we should today demand that we should be given what we were promised, a waterfront boulevard. 50 kilometers, nicely designed, which means the removal of the concrete profiles as soon as possible, replacement with planters, nicely done with concrete, with granite stone, and all the details being shown here for our approval and then being implemented. I think we got to put our foot down, Chairman. That's my proposal, and I hope we can come to a conclusion by all the members here. Thank you.
I think... In fairness to Paul, he's right. I mean, we were certainly promised something rather different to what we find today. And I think Waterfront Boulevard does describe it aptly, if you like, and certainly no suggestion that there would be anything other than a 50 km/h speed limit. Is there nothing we can do But is there nothing we can do to... over time, if you like, revert to what was the original intention? Please, yeah.
Chairman, we do keep our promise to set the speed limit at 50, but in reality, the actual speed is much higher. We do some survey some weeks ago in a typical Monday, before noon and afternoon. Based on our speed check, only 15% of those vehicles are driving below 50. So we need to provide a safety barrier for the road user.
Compliance!
Please, let him finish. Paul, let him finish, sorry. Please.
I've made my point clear. In reality, the actual speed is very high. We do record some 90 at this road,
Well, I mean, clearly, the 90 speed is being adopted, if you like, the cars are being driven at 90 because the road so permits. I mean, are we not in a situation where we've designed something which is not what we were promised? What was the original undertaking? I think at minimum we should take back the very serious concern we have about any increase over 50. I think that needs to be put on record and recorded.
I just want to repeat what I said, but there's no plan at the moment to increase the speed to about 50 kilometres. There's no plan for it at the moment.
But what can we make people do to comply with 50? As a transport traffic expert, what more do we need to do to cameras, speed limit, what do we need to do to make them comply? Because if they drive at 90, it's a waste of time. Are we into speed bumps? Are we into patrolling? Are we into cameras? I mean, I think, A, we'd be very concerned about anything, any increase above 50. B, we are very concerned that if vehicles are being driven at 90 along that road, because it began to be very, very dangerous to all these pedestrians, all the community that we want to bring to the waterfront. It's absolutely lethal, so we need to think about how we're going to solve that. So perhaps, can you take that away as a longer-term objective that we need to bring the speed of the cars down?
We'll bring the members' comments to the relevant departments and we can discuss about this.
Please, Maggie, please.
I mean, I can't understand this. We seem to be altering plans simply because we're not willing to make people comply with what they should do. You don't cater to illegality. I'm sorry.
Jimmy, can I just ask for members to have a decision whether we're going to ask for the replacement of the concrete profiles with planters? That's a very specific request. That is, don't let it hang and something in the future. It's very simple to replace those profiles that are on the that are not current central dividers with concrete, with planters, with granite stone. They can do it, takes them a few weeks, it's done. It's very, very simple. It's been done everywhere, the standard design features that can be done immediately.
I would prefer, Paul, that we don't go specific on what we want by way of a solution. I think we should go back to what was the original design intent. As you say, Waterfront Boulevard, that is what we're looking for.
So we want
how they respond to that, how the government and the various departments respond to that is up to them, but we want to go back to the original brief.
Yeah, but the design of a boulevard has a high pedestrian component, doesn't it, too, really? So, you know, we need to make it into a walking environment. We could certainly ask for the road surface itself to be looked at. Perhaps granite sets or something like that. The pedestrian space widened. I would prefer not planters, but two lines of shade trees on either side.
So we get a design review of the P2 by highways then at some near future?
We want them to come back with their solution, with their different way, there were the ways that they would provide us with what we were originally promised.
Okay, because otherwise, if Mr. Chen takes to his point of legality, I would ask for all the speed measurements of all the roads in Hong Kong, including all the ones in Poland where we have planters on the center of dividers. And, you know, I think that argument just doesn't hold up, Chairman. Thank you.
All right. I think we're recorded in the minutes, and obviously we can write formally to the parties concerned. And then finally, just the final item, any other business, underground pedestrian network to enhance connectivity at Causeway Bay, another paper table. I'm not sure to what extent it is directly relevant to our work, but I heard about this proposal and saw it, the public were being consulted and asked just for it to be tabled. As you see, there's a proposal to construct a major underground series of subways from the cricket club at Craigenhour from the Hotcong Football Club right through to Victoria Park. I mean, you could have taken it onto the waterfront, I suppose. But it's really for members' information as much as anything, I think.
Mr. Chan, can you introduce the paper?
Please, Mr. Chan, yes. Thank you.
Chairman, I think the paper is quite clear. And I got a few slides, and I think to save time, we can just enter into question and answer then.
Did you consider, well, maybe one, clearly
there is. Do you still want to have the PowerPoint presentation?
Why don't we, if you've got it? Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I don't know. I was just writing the very same thing down there. I mean, how much has been done?
Yes, Chairman.
Thank you.
The proposed surveys originated from the policy address at 2008. The aim of the project is to resolve the pedestrian is to enhance the pedestrian environment within the business district of Causeway Bay. Our aim is to build a subway to connect the Causeway Bay MTR station with the Victoria Park and the BC shopping area within the hinterland of Causeway Bay. Here is some picture showing the existing condition in Hennessy Road outside Sogo. Everyone should be familiar with it. Kaichu Road and Jardim Crescent and Russell Street, that is the everyday scene over there. Transport Department commissioned a small consultancy to review the alignment of the subway, and after the small consultancy, we consult the One Track District Board and get their support on the proposed alignment. It followed by another more detailed consultancy run by Highways Department for the feasibility study of the proposed subway system. I think we can skip this one and go into the figure. The proposed subway got three sessions. Session one is from Victoria Park down to Times Square. The second part is from Times Square down to Lytton Road, and the third part is going down to the Happy Valley hinterland area. But the session three, due to the small patronage, we can forecast, and that particular session three may not be put forward at this stage. So at the stage, we just concentrate on the session one and session two of the subway. Regarding the connectivity to the waterfront, under the One Chai Development 2 project, there will be a landscape that connecting the Victoria Park with the future waterfront. And if you look at this plan, the so-called landscape that is at this location. And here is an existing footbridge. Here is an existing utility tunnel outside the World Trade Center. That is a private facility, but is open to public to visit the new intern over there. And down below is our subway network. In our proposed design of the subway, we do provide visibility for making opening for further connection. If there is a need to connect to the future waterfront, it is possible to do so, but under our project, our scope of project do not include any further connection to the waterfront at this stage.
Thank you.
This is my presentation.
Yeah, I mean, I think if there is the ability to connect at a future date, I mean, that's all we probably want at this stage or expect at this stage. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, members. Any other business anyone wants to raise?
Yeah.
What's that?
You want me to switch this on? Chairman, a few years ago, the Queen's Pier was removed, and at that time it was promised that Queen's Pier was going to come back. And I noticed that we're now going to put the anchor where the Queen's Pier was going to be put back. At the same time, I also note that there is a lot of space in front of City Hall, very close to where Queen's Pier used to be. It looks to me that that very empty last space could be well served by putting the Queen's Pier structure. And I hope we could initiate a review of the location of the Queen's Pier, and including the possibility of putting it back fairly close to where it used to be. It has to. It can't be as on the exact same location, because part of it is a road. But we can, if we put it a few meters closer to City Hall, it can be there, and it can be a nice feature.
Okay.
We proposed this at a function of City Hall, in the City Hall anniversary. We were there on site and handed out leaflets and had a conversation with the visitors, and there was widespread support for that concept.
Okay.
As an idea. So whether we can study this and initiate this as a as something, whether the interest within government to pursue this and review this.
Winnie, update on Queen's Pier. Where are we on Queen's Pier? In terms of restoring Queen's Pier?
As reported earlier, when we are talking about the business viability study for the pier for the site 4 and 7, that the Queen's Pier, which under the UDS will be reprovisioned at the between the pier number 9 and 10, that's the background. And that for Paul's mentioning of the open space outside the City Hall area, that we are contemplating on some enhancement projects, and which will be reported fairly shortly, say in early next year. So we will have more to report nearer the time.
Including Queen's Pier?
Yes.
So, Chairman, the Queen's Pier to be used as part of the enhancement. Can we see that as one of the options, that Queen's Pier is put as in the open space in front of City Hall as an option, so people can discuss the option? That will be all that I'm asking for, as an option.
Point noted.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. It's a rather long meeting, but thank you. We'll cover a lot of ground. Thank you.